back with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump, during his State of the Union address, said his first year of his second term has been a huge success.
Today, our border is secure. Our spirit is restored. Inflation is plummeting. Incomes are rising fast. The roaring economy is roaring like never before. And our enemies are scared. Our military and police are stacked. And America is respected again, perhaps like never before.
The president also brought the Olympic gold medal-winning U.S. men hockey team into the House chamber, which brought a thunderous response of USA, USA from the crowd. Delivering the Democratic response to the State of the Union, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger criticized the president's mass deportation methods.
Our president has sent poorly trained federal agents into our cities, where they have arrested and detained American citizens and people who aspire to be Americans. And they have done it without a warrant. They have ripped nursing mothers away from their babies. They have sent children, a little boy in a blue bunny hat, children to far-off detention centers. And they have killed American citizens in our streets.
Many Iranians worried as the United States assembles its greatest military firepower in decades in the Middle East, and the next round of talks in Geneva get closer. There is a belief that the talks on Thursday may give the country's theocracy its last chance to strike a deal with President Trump. Iranians also last month suffered through the bloodiest crackdown on dissent in that country's modern history, with security forces killing thousands of people and detaining thousands more. This is SRN News. Mississippi lawmakers move to ban mail-order abortion pills.
The State House of Representatives has approved a measure that would make it illegal for anyone to ship a woman and abort a patient with a penalty of 10 years in jail for violators. The person who receives the drug would not be liable, only the one who sends it. A growing number of states are passing similar bills as abortion providers try to evade pro-life laws by using the Postal Service. The legislation now goes to the Mississippi Senate for consideration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kansas set to invalidate about 1,700 driver's licenses held by people living as the opposite sex and roughly as many of their birth certificates. A new law goes into effect in the state this week that imposes restrictions on the listing of gender identities in government documents. The Kansas legislature's Republican supermajority had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly to pass that legislation. This is SRN News. At a news conference in Kyiv, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she had hoped to enforce new sanctions against Russia and provide the Ukraine with a loan, saying both will eventually be accomplished.
The sanctions have to be adopted by unanimity. And this will not change, of course, but we have been working on 19 sanctions packages with success. None of it was easy. We had to negotiate any package. But from the experience that we passed 19 packages of sanctions, I'm confident that we're also going to pass the 20th one.
The violence that followed the killing of a cartel leader in Mexico, fueling fears that the bloodshed could hurt tourism. Ahead of the FIFA World Cup later this year, the killing in Jalisco sparked a surge in violence and put the country on edge. Many worried that the clashes between the cartel and security forces will hurt their livelihoods. More details at srnnews.com.